بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الان وكل وان والى دهر الدواهرين كل امين. اليوم الثالث من شهر بقون المبارك احسن الله استقباله وعاد علينا عليكم ونحن وانتم مغفر الخطايا والزلات والاثام والسيئات من قبل المراحم الرب باخوتي امين. مثل هذا اليوم بنيت أول كنيسة على اسم الشهيد العظيم ماري جورجيوس بالديار المصرية بلدة بئر ماء بالواحات، كما كرست باسمه. في مثل هذا اليوم أيضا كنيسة في بلدة برما مركز طنطا، وذلك أنه بعد هلاك دقلديانوس وملك الملك البرقسطنطين هدمت هياكل الأوثان وبنيت الكنائس على أسماء الشهداء الأبطال الذين جادوا بدمائهم في الذود عن إيمان. كان بالديار المصرية قوم من الجنود المسيحيين وهبوا جزءا من الأرض المقامة عليها برما الآن. كان من بينهم شاب تقي وديع يقيم بقطع منها مع بعض المزارعين، وكان بتلك الجهة بئر ماء للشرب. فسمع هذا الشاب بعجائب العظيم في الشهداء الجورجيوس فساح حتى حصل على سيرته، كتبها وصار يتعزى بقراءتها بغير ملل. حدث في ليلة اليوم 24 من شهر بشنس وهو قام يصلي، أرى جماعة من القديسين قد نزلوا بجوار هذه البئر يسبحون الله ويرتلون بأصوات ملائكية وهم محاطون بنور سماوي، فاستولت عليه الدهشة. وعندئذ تقدم لي واحد منهم في زي جندي وعرفه أنه جورجيوس الذي استشهد على يد قلديانوس. أمره أن يبني له كنيسة في هذا الموضع لأن هذه مشيئة الرب. ثم ارتفعت عنه الجماعة إلى السماء وهم يوجدون العلي. قضى الشاب ليلته متيقظا حتى الصباح، ومرت عليه عدة أيام ويفكر كيف يبني هذه الكنيسة وهو لا يملك ما يقوم بنفقات جزء بسيط منها. في إحدى الليالي وهو واقف يصلي ظهر له الشهيد العظيم جورجيوس، حد له مكان الكنيسة ثم أرشده إلى مكان وقال له احفر هنا ستجد ما تبني به الكنيسة. ولما استيقظ في الصباح ذهب إلى حيث أرشده الشهيد الجليل وحفر، فوجد إناء مملوءا ذهبا وفضة، فسبح الله وعظم قديسه وبنى الكنيسة. ثم استدعى الأب البطريرك الرسف في مثل هذا اليوم، ونقلت أعضاء القديس جورجيوس التي كانت محفوظة في كنيسات مدينة بئر ماء بالواحات إلى ديل أنبا صموئيل بمعرفة رهبانها، ذلك في أيام الأب القديس متاوس البطريرك 87 ورئاسة الأب القس زكري بن القمص والأب الراهب سليمان القرموني. في عهد رئاسة البابا غبريال بطريرك 88 نقلت أعضاء القديس الكنيسة المعروفة باسم مصر القديمة. كان ذلك يوم 16 أبيب 1240 للشهداء 10 يوليو 1524 ميلادية. وبنيت المنازل بجوار هذه الكنيسة وسميت هذه الجهة جهة بئر ماء نسبة إلى بئر الماء الذي بنيت بجوارها الكنيسة. ويجري احتفال بهذا التذكار المجيد في هذه البلدة سنويا، وهناك تظهر الآيات الباهرة من إخراج الشياطين وشفاء المرضى بشفاعة هذا الشهيد العظيم. صلاة تكون معنا أمين. On this day also the ascetic and fighter Saint Martha departed. She was born in the city of Mish Cairo to wealthy Christian parents. She loved fornication and unchastity in her youth, and her works became known. However, the mercy of God from above encompassed her, and she moved her to go to the church. That was in the nativity of our Lord. When she came to its door and wished to go inside, the servant delegated to watch the door told her, "It's not meet for you to go into the holy church, for you know what you are." A confrontation took place between them, and when the bishop heard the clamor, he came to the door of the church to see what had happened. When he saw the girl, he said to her, "Don't you know that the house of God is holy, and only the pure enter it?" She wept and said, "Accept me, O Father, for I am repentant from this instant." and have decided not to go back to my sin. The bishop replied, if it is true what you have said, go and bring back here all your silk clothes and gold ornaments. She went quickly and brought them back. Brought back all of their clothes, ornaments, and gave them to the bishop. He ordered that they be burned immediately. Then she shaved off the hair of her head. He put on her the monastic garb and sent her to one of the convents. She fought a great spiritual fight, and she frequently said to her prayers, O Lord, if I could not bear the disgrace from the servant of your house, so please do not put me to shame before your angels and saints. She continued the spiritual fight for 25 years, during which she did not go out of the door of the convent, then departed in peace. May her prayers be with us. Amen. مثل هذا اليوم أيضا استشهد القديس اللاديوس أسقف إحدى بلاد المشرق وذلك أنه كان في يوم من الأيام يوبخ الوالي يوليكيوس على عبادة الأصنام فقال له الوالي إذا كنت في نظرك كافرا لأني لا أعبد المصلوب فها أنا أجعلك أنت أيضا تترك عبادته ثم سلمه لأحد نوابه وأمره أن يعذبه بلا رحمة مدة سنة ولما لم ينثني على عزمه الصادق أوقد نارا في حفرة وطرحه فيها فلم تمسسه أبدا فآمن جمع كثير وأمر الوالي بقطع رؤوسهم وأخيرا أخرجه القديس من الحفرة وأمر بضرب عنقه فاستودع روحه بيد السيد المسيح ونال إكليل الشهادة صلاة تكون معنا أمين. This day also marks the departure of Pope Cosmas the first, 44th patriarch in the year 446, Anno Martyr, June 24th, 730 Anno Domini. He was from the village of Abusir. He became a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius. He was ordained against his will, a patriarch on Sunday, the 30th of Barramundi. 445 Anno Martyr, March 729 Anno Domini. He did not cease since his enthronement from asking God to repose his soul speedily. God responded to his request. After 1 year and 3 months of his enthronement, he departed. May his prayers be with us. Amen. Today also, the Saint Abraham, Bishop Al-Fayyum and Giza, departed. This was in the year 1630 Anno Martyr, June 10, 1914 after Christ. This saint, whose name was Paul Bulus, was born in 1545 Anno Martyr, 1829 Anno Domini, in the state of Gilda, district of Malawi, governate of Minya, to a righteous parents. They brought him up in a Christian manner. They sent him to the church school, where he learned religious subjects and the church hymns. As he was a very bright student, Abba Yusuf, the bishop of Sanabu, ordained him a deacon for the church of Gilda. His heart longed for the monastic life, so he went to Al-Muharrak Monastery, where he was ordained a monk by the name of Paul Gabriel Al-Muharraqi. He was 19 years old. He was meek, humble, had a pure life, and he prayed much in seclusion. Accordingly, the monks loved him exceedingly. When Abba Jacobus, Bishop of Elminia, heard of him, he summoned him. He retained him in the episcopate for a period of time during which he promoted him to a priest. When he returned to his monastery, the monks with a consensus decided to make him the abbot over the monastery after the death of their abbot. He was then promoted to archpriests, archpriest yani Romain, omus yani. In the days of Abba Demetrios II, 111th patriarch, he remained abbot of the monastery for 5 years, during which the monastery was the refuge for thousands of the poor. So he was called the father of the poor and the destitute. During his time as abbot, he did not spare an effort to improve the condition of the monastery spiritually and physically. He improved its finances by developing its agricultural land. As he increased his charity toward the poor, the orphans, and the widow, some of the monks became more resentful of him, for they considered these charitable works squandering and extravagant acts. They complained against him to Abba Marcos, Metropolitan of Al-Bahira, who was the acting patriarch after the death of Pope Demetrios. Abba Marcos accepted the complaints and deposed him as the abbot of the monastery. Shortly after his dismissal, he left Al-Muharraq monastery and went to the monastery of Al-Baramus. Several monks from Al-Muharraq monastery went to the monastery of Al-Baramus with Archpriest Bolus, Lo Amba Abraham, because they did not like the attitudes of the complaining monks. He stayed there for some time studying the Bible and teaching the monks. The abbot of the monastery of Al-Baramus at the time was Archpriest Yohanna the Scribe, who became later on Pope Kyrillus V, 112th patriarch, in the year 1597 on the martyrium, 1881 Anno Domini. Pope Kyrillus V chose and ordained him a bishop for the parish of El Fayum and El Giza. He replaced its reposed bishop, Amba Isaac, and was ordained with the name of Amba Abraham. During his episcopate, he became famous for two attributes. The first, his charity to the multitudes of poor that came to the bishopric residence. He gave them all what he had of money. He made the bishopric residence a shelter for many of them. He offered clothing for those who had no clothes and food for those who were hungry. He never allowed anyone to offer him food that was better than that offered to the poor. Once he went down to visit the poor while they were eating and found that the food he was offered that day was better than that offered to them. He became very sad and immediately relieved the nun supervising the feeding service of the poor from her duties. The second, he was famous for his prayer of faith. Many miracles were performed through his prayers on his hands. His fame was spread to all parts of Egypt and also to some parts of Europe. Many patients of different religions came to him, seeking the blessing of his prayers, and were healed. Amba Abraham was well read of the holy books and always gave to his visitors advice, instructions, and sermons which showed the great depth of his knowledge. More important was that he possessed a pure nature and many virtues, particularly his severe denial of himself and his true renouncements of the pleasures of the life and its vain glory. His food and clothing were just bare necessities. His ambition never looked up to the glory of higher ranks or positions. When the patriarch wanted to promote him to the rank of metropolitan, he apologized, saying that the Holy Bible did not mention any ranks in the priesthood except the ranks of the priest and the bishop. He was also straightforward in revealing his own opinion, looking only for the truth. He never gave any attention to the rank and greatness of people in higher places, for their greatness was far less than the greatness of the truth. For this reason, all the metropolitans and bishops of the church avoided his anger and sought to please him. And Abraham departed to the heavenly bliss on the 3rd of Ba'una, 1630 Anno Martyr, June 10, 1914 Anno Domini. More than 10,000 Christians and Muslims walked in his funeral procession. His pure body was laid in the tomb which was prepared for him in the monastery of the Virgin Mary in Deir al-Azab. Many miracles were manifested through him after his departure, and his tomb became and still is a pilgrimage for many who have special needs or infirmities. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Oh.